Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Leon Culberson. Batting second. The left fielder, Tom McBride. Batting third. The right fielder, Pete Fox. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Joe Cronin. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Bobby Doerr. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Jim Tabor. Batting seventh. The catcher, Roy Partee. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Skeeter Newsom. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Clem Houseman. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Clem Houseman. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Wally Moses. Batting second. The second baseman, Roy Schock. Batting third. The left fielder, Ralph Hodgson. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Merle Hoag. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Eddie Carnett. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Gray Clark. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Skeeter Webb. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mike Tresh. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Thornton Lee. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Thornton Lee. And now, play ball. Leon Culberson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culberson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Webb scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tom McBride is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McBride hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Webb scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cronin scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Moses for the out. One out. Roy Schock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schock takes first base on ball four. Ralph Hodgson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgson hits a pop-up towards short. Newsom settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Merle Hoag is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoag hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Houseman fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr hits a pop-up towards first. Carnett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Tresh for a passed ball. Cronin moves to second. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lee fields it and throws to first for the out. Cronin moves to third. Two outs. Roy Partee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Partee strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Eddie Carnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carnett hits a fly ball into center field. Culberson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gray Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark takes first base on ball four. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb hits a ball on the ground towards short. Newsom misplays the ball. That's an error on Newsom. Clark moves to second. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cronin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Thornton Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Clark scores. Webb moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, White Sox. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0-for-1 in the game. Moses hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Webb scores. Lee moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 2-0, White Sox. Roy Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Schalk hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox 0. The Red Sox will come to bat. Skeeter Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Clem Houseman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houseman strikes out. One out. Leon Culberson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culberson is 0-for-1 in the game. Culberson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Webb fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Ralph Hodgson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgson is 0-for-1 in the game. Hodgson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Newsom misplays the ball. That's an error on Newsom. Merle Hoag is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoag is 0-for-1 in the game. Hoag hits a fly ball into right field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Carnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carnett is 0-for-1 in the game. Carnett hits a pop-up towards third. Tabor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gray Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Clark hits a ball on the ground towards short. Newsom fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox 0. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tom McBride is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McBride is 0-for-1 in the game. McBride hits a fly ball into left field. Hodgson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cronin hits a line drive into left field. Hodgson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0-for-1 in the game. Doerr hits a ball on the ground towards short. Webb scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0-for-1 in the game. Webb hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Houseman fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0-for-1 in the game. Tresh takes first base on ball 4. Thornton Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Lee hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Moses strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 0-for-1 in the game. Tabor takes first base on ball 4. Roy Partee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Partee is 0-for-1 in the game. Partee hits a pop-up towards short. Webb settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Skeeter Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Newsom takes first base on ball 4. Tabor moves to second. Clem Houseman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houseman is 0-for-1 in the game. Houseman bunts towards third. Clark fields it and throws to first for the out. Tabor moves to third. Newsom moves to second. 2 outs. Leon Culberson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culberson is 0-for-2 in the game. Culberson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Webb fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Tabor scores. Newsom moves to third. It's 2-1, White Sox. Tom McBride is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McBride is 0-for-2 in the game. McBride hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Newsom scores. Culberson moves to second. It's Red Sox, 2, White Sox, 2. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Carnett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Roy Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Schalk hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ralph Hodgen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgen is 0-for-2 in the game. Hodgen hits a fly ball into right field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Merle Hogue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hogue is 0-for-2 in the game. Hogue hits a fly ball into right field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Eddie Carnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carnett is 0-for-2 in the game. Carnett hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cronin scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Carnett for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cronin hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0-for-2 in the game. Doerr bunts towards the mound. Lee picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Lee. Doerr moves to second. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Doerr. The throw from Tresh and he is safe. Doerr steals third. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Tabor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Webb fields it and throws to home. Tresh drops the ball. Doerr scores. That run is unearned. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 3-2, Red Sox. Roy Partee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Partee is 0-2 in the game. Partee strikes out. Two outs. Skeeter Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom is 1-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Newsom strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Gray Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0-1 in the game. With a walk. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Houseman fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0-2 in the game. Webb hits a fly ball into center field. Culberson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0-1 in the game. With a walk. Tresh hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Thornton Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 1-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lee hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Houseman fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Clem Houseman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houseman is 0-1 in the game. Houseman hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Tresh fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Leon Culberson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culberson is 1-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Culberson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clark fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tom McBride is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McBride is 1-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McBride hits a ball on the ground towards short. Webb misplays the ball. That's an error on Webb. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-3 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a fly ball into left field. Hodgins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Moses hits a fly ball into center field. Culberson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Schock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schock is 1-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Schock takes first base on ball 4. Ralph Hodgen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgen is 0-3 in the game. Hodgen hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Schock moves to second. Merle Hogue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hogue is 0-3 in the game. Hogue bunts towards the mound. Houseman fields it and throws to first for the out. Schock moves to third. Hodgen moves to second. Two outs. Eddie Carnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carnett is 0-3 in the game. Carnett is walked intentionally. Gray Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0-2 in the game. With a walk. Clark hits a pop-up towards first. Cronin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox 2. the Red Sox will come to bat. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cronin hits a fly ball into left field. Hodgins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Doerr hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Hodgins, who is chasing the ball. Doerr reaches third base with a triple. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Tabor hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Doerr scores. It's 4-2, Red Sox. Roy Partee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Partee is 0-for-3 in the game. Partee hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Skeeter Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Newsom hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Tresh settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0-for-3 in the game. Webb hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Tresh hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Johnny Dickshott pinch hits for Thornton Lee. Johnny Dickshott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickshott hits a fly ball into center field. Culberson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Moses hits a fly ball into right field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the White Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Gordon Malzberger now pitching. Clem Houseman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houseman is 0-for-2 in the game. Houseman hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Shock reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Leon Culberson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culberson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Culberson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Malzberger fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tom McBride is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McBride is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McBride hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Roy Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Schalk hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ralph Hodgin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgin is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Hodgin hits a fly ball into center field. Culberson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Merle Hoag is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoag is 0-for-3 in the game. Hoag hits a ball on the ground towards short. Newsom fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Eddie Carnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carnett is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Carnett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Newsom scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 4, and Chicago White Sox, 2. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.